It's actually more fun.
Don't you think sex, I think sex got a lot better. It got a lot better because the thing is that if Selena
knows what she wants and she's usually right, and that can be a little frustrating at times, but it works, you know?
Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And today on Sweet Release, we have our first couple. You've been asking for it. Here they are, Selena and Dan. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Of course. So you guys, I mean, one of the reasons we have you on today is because you have a movie coming out soon. Dan, you directed, Selena, you acted, but also produced the whole thing, filmmaked the whole thing. And we're going to get into a lot of that, but it's called You, Me, and Her. So as you can imagine, sweets, it's about a threesome, but there's much more to it. And I'm excited to get into that in a little bit, but I kind of wanted to first talk about you guys and your relationship and kind of what inspired the film. I read a lot that it's kind of like a hyperbole of your life and your experiences. And so obviously, yeah, I'm sure you've had your own kind of exploring. So,
I'll start by saying what it was based on, which was a true story. Basically, my husband and I, he's my husband, went on a trip to Las Vegas right after we had our son. It was probably like a year after we had our son. And it was one of the first trips that we were kid free. And, you know, life changes a lot after you have children. And we were at this club and this woman started hitting on me at the club, which is something that actually had never really happened to me. But I realized in that moment that I was very curious about her, which kind of was an interesting experience for me because I also kind of felt like, well, I'm in my mid 30s, I'm married and I have a child. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, it just felt like a weird experience to be having. But basically, Dan was right there. And I said, you know, it seems like this woman really wants to kiss me. Would you be okay if I kissed her? And he was like, yeah, 100%. And I was like, oh, okay. So then we shared this really beautiful kiss. And then she was like, you know, I'd really love to see you later. Can I grab your phone number? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, can she grab my phone number? And he was like, yeah, definitely give her your phone number. So then I did. And what ended up happening for us, which was actually unfortunate, is that she did not text me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to blame that on the fact that she was at a bachelorette party because we were very connected. But we spent the next 48 hours in Vegas talking about what that would look like, what was allowed, what wasn't allowed, what was on the table. We ended up having some very sexy sex just talking about it. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a lot that I feel like we discovered about our own desires and what kind of like could be on the table for us that we had never really talked about before. And so then on the way back, we were already outlining this script because we just felt like this is a conversation we're sure a lot of couples are having. So I am going to disappoint you guys and say it has not actually happened for us yet, but it did kind of open, I think, a door for us and for me in terms of understanding my own kind of sexuality and what I'm curious about and what I'd be interested in. And I think that, there's definitely now something available to me that wasn't before in terms of my own curiosity. But also, you know, we obviously have to navigate like what that looks like for us in the context of having two small kids and like what that would look like that would work for us. And we also work together. God.
I can relate to the creatively working together. It's a lot, but it's awesome when you have a creative partner.
Yeah.
What I loved about the movie was there was this like level of sexual, like you're kind of finding or the character, which is you, you're the lead character. But she kind of is like tapping into the curiosity, kind of how you described it, of her sexuality for the first time.
Yeah.
So in your personal relationship, has that been very like eye-opening for you? Has it been like kind of like a really cool discovery to realize that you might be you know, queer definitely. Way.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think that I realized that I am attracted to women. Mm-hmm. And I think I always knew I found women attractive. It's just that I didn't realize that if the opportunity presented itself, I would want to do something about it mm-hmm. until someone else wanted to do something about it. And that actually sounded really good to me. And then I was like, wait a minute, what does that mean? And then it kind of opened up this door of what I'm curious about. It's been definitely, I think, interesting for me and for both of us, because it's kind of like navigating this new part of myself, even though still holding space for all the dynamics that we already have in place. But yeah, and still open, just open, you know, it's like, well, I think what's tough for me is that it would have to be a situation that comes very naturally, mm-hmm. which is how it did come in that moment, which is why it was so nice. It's like, I wasn't searching for it. It's just this person I found incredibly attractive was attractive to me. And like in that moment wanted to like partake in an experience. And that felt really like safe and exciting to me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's how it would have to feel, you know? But yeah.
Life doesn't always mm-hmm. happen the organic way you want it to.
Yeah.
For sure. What about you, Dan? Like, has this like made you kind of think about discovering parts of yourself at all?
For sure, a little bit. I also think it's like a male fantasy, the whole threesome concept. Totally. And so then like exploring that in the movie, we want to explore all the sides of it. And knowing how it can affect relationships is something we want to handle carefully, but with something, you know, we are interested in that way.
Yeah, I liked how it felt very organic and like you showed kind of the awkwardness of it in a way. Mm-hmm. And so it's true, like there's a lot of situations where you just like don't know how it's going to happen and you don't know the feelings that might come up in the moment. And I think you guys did a really good job of like making it kind of a rom-com too. It was like comedic and dramatic, you know?
Yeah.
I do think like in relationships, I always try to tell people that like if they are going to explore, or it's like, you know, you want to feel like you're in a solid relationship, you know, and like feel like you're like just confident in each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting that in like the first couple scenes you see that they're like really not in like this healthy relationship. Yeah. And I was like, oh shit, where's this going?
Yeah.
not giving too much away, of course, but it was cool. I think that obviously with the storyline and like creating a film, like I think that added a layer to it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think a part of it too, I know, by the way, also we have our dynamics that are not great, but we also have our great, it's true. We have both. I think that we are an incredible team in some ways. And then we have our moments where it can be really tough to be a creative team. But I think that in the movie, we specifically wanted the couple to be having a harder time mm-hmm. because I think that sometimes these dynamics can feel like, this like sexy desire might like save us because we can now focus on this sexy desire instead of focusing on the issues that are actually under the surface. And I agree with you. I think if like the relationship is actually in a stable place, then the sexy desire is just like a beautiful thing that you can do and explore with your partner and with yourself. And there shouldn't be or doesn't have to be any negative consequences to that. But if you're not in a safe dynamic with your partner, or if there are other issues that you should be tackling that you're not, then it's like sometimes it can almost become a way to focus on something else mm-hmm. so that you're not focusing on the stuff that you need to resolve. And so we kind of wanted to play into, you know, both of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Do you have any advice throughout your long relationship of like how you've kept the desire alive or things like that?
Advice about keeping the desire alive. Just being really being honest with each other and talking about what we're actually interested in and rediscovering ourselves, being present and like finding ways to do what the other person likes too and asking.
Well, and I'll even say like, I think there are things like in the bedroom that, for example, when we first started dating, weren't things that Dan would necessarily do or he wasn't like prone to doing. And I feel like
it was literally having conversations like, this is the thing I really like. I would really like you to explore this. I would really like you to get better at this. Like, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just like, if I'm
That's happier. How Selena is though. Selena's a little bit like, let me tell you what I want. And when you accept it, you know, it's actually more fun.
Don't you think sex got a lot better?
It got a lot better
because the thing is that
Selena knows what she wants and she's usually right. And that can be a little frustrating at times, but it works, you know?
But I think one of the things about sex that I think is so interesting in general is like understanding the dynamic of if your partner is enjoying themselves, then you're enjoying yourself more.
Yeah.
That just happens naturally. And I think that sometimes there's like a little bit of like a resistance to like, well, that's not how I wanted to do it, but it's actually like, this will be better for both of us. If I'm more sexually pleased, you're going to have a more sexually pleasing experience and vice versa. So like, and it doesn't have to be negative to express yourself, I think, as long as you're kind about it. But it's just about being like, hey, here are some needs I feel are not getting met. And if we can explore them, then maybe we could, you know, and then I think it makes it really fun.
Yeah, I think it's much more fun to be open and honest and explore. Yeah.
And that vulnerability too, like makes you feel more connected when you're like learning about each other and having those conversations.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Did you always like, how long have you guys been dating or married?
We've been married for 10 years.
Okay.
And we've been together for 12.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And you have two little ones.
Yeah. A 1-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son.
Okay. So they're little. Yeah. Was there ever like did you feel as connected to your sexuality and like connection to each other going through like motherhood and fatherhood, or was there kind of a shift?
I think for me, I think it's not just motherhood, but I think that I'm a very like moods type person. And so it's like,
she's a moods type person.
But no, I have a part of myself that is incredibly sexual. I think I'm like one of the more sexual people I know. And then there's a part of myself that like, if I'm in work mode, it's like hard for me to like shift. Or like if I'm in like, sometimes I just want to snuggle my son. That's where I'm at. Like, and it's not because I don't like find him sexy or I don't enjoy sex. It's just in that moment, what my body needs is like a snuggle from my 4-year-old little boy. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So I think that like, but I actually think Dan is really good at respecting that. And I think he's also aware that he like found a partner who is very fun and sexy too. So I think that what we do for each other that I think helps our dynamic at least is him giving me the space to be like, in the mood I'm in without having to like, you know, be upset that I have to be in a different mood. And I kind of give him the space to do what he needs to do if I'm not in the right mood for him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, but I think,
and I think that's also really fun in the movie is the character of the husband is giving her space to make everything work, but it's also kind of a game for him to get what he wants, you know? So there's a fun tension there.
Yeah. Well put. Yeah. Yeah. There's something special about seeing your partner in pleasure and like, kind of also respecting the situation that's about to unfold, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
Has there ever been a situation? I guess you said you just had that one kiss. Has there ever been anything else that you've like explored with other people, or is always, it was just that one?
No. So that kind of like opened up this portal of a lot of conversations. And then, and then it's, what's funny is that we've been working so hard on making this movie and putting it out.
Yeah, well done.
But I mean, I will say like, it did change what kind of porn we watch and it did change what kind of sex we were having and it did change. So there were like some real changes, I think, to our sex life from that conversation kind of starting.
And I think it's been really positive and much more fun and more open and great.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, there's something about, I mean, I said the vulnerability, but even just like being able to like express yourself and find all these like new fantasies or different corners of your mind that you're like, oh, wait a minute, like that could be fun. Yeah, 100%. And also if you're fantasizing about it while you're watching porn or like bringing that energy into your connection without actually experiencing it in the outdoor world.
Yeah.
I always tell people to do that too. It's like, think about it in your mind first and like, see if you can like find something on the internet or something and like get that get that body going and then have your sweet release is what I like to call it. Yeah. Before, you know, take your time, take your time with it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, obviously you said you want it to happen organically, but do you feel like it's just kind of, you're just like letting it flow how it's going to flow?
Yeah. I think that's where I'm at. I think there's a couple things that we know for ourselves in terms of what would work for us is like, one, it'd probably have to be an out of town experience. Two, it'd probably be someone who, I think it would work better in the context of what our lives look like for it to be someone we're not going to see a bunch, you know, but I think that outside of that, it's like, it really just is like, who, someone we feel connected to. And yeah, and I'm excited about when that moment comes. I'm just not like searching it
actively
out.
Searching for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I loved when my first, going home with a woman for the first time was like an organic night out.
Yeah.
And, but then after that, when I moved to LA, I was like actively searching for a threesome. Cause I was like, okay, now we know, like, I love pussy just as much as I love dick. I kind of knew that I was going to enjoy it, but then I was kind of actively searching for threesome. So I think there's also something special about just like letting maybe that first time kind of flow. And you guys are so busy with your film and with babies. So I can imagine it being like a lot of energy to put towards like dating apps. It's just sometimes it doesn't feel as good.
Yeah. And I think that's also very true, by the way. I think that this would be very different if we didn't have two small kids. Mm-hmm. There might be a like different dynamic that we would be working with. But because there's like not so much time and then there's also a lot to take care of. And so it's like, again, I think it's a fun idea that we both kind of like understood new parts of each other, and that's been really fun to explore. But I think if we didn't have kids, then it might have ended up being a completely different dynamic. Like, we might have come back from Vegas and been like, all right, let's see what we, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, through, you know, we came back from Vegas and it's like, we don't have time for that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like, let's write a movie.
I love your laugh, by the way. I noticed it when I watched the movie a couple nights ago.
Thank you.
So powerful and awesome.
Thank you.
I love unique laughs. I would love to talk, you know, I've had some listeners ask me to have more couples on the pod and just like long lasting relationships. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any advice for people that, you know, obviously a long 12 years is a long ass time. And I'm sure pleasure has come in waves and healing and growth. But do you have any like milestones that you could share or some like things that really helped you move through moments?
Well, I
like
think
that?
Knowing that things come in waves, like you said, is kind of the most important thing. And so not getting so stuck in the ups or the downs is really important, I think. And knowing that all of these things come in waves and riding the waves together, you know?
I think that's really good advice. And then I would also say, like, I think there was one moment for us where I felt like Dan had like really tapped out of the relationship. Like, he's a very to himself person in some ways. And I feel like I'm someone who needs a lot of attention. But anyway, long story short, though, I feel like in that moment, one of the things that I did was I said, like, I need more attention. And I remember I like was kind of saying it and saying it, but I wasn't really getting it. And I kind of was like, okay, we need to put like a kind of real, like, sit on the couch moment here. Like, I think we need to go to a retreat. I think we need to talk about some stuff. Like, I am just not, I'm not feeling seen. And in the way you're not seeing me, I'm starting to actually notice other people now. And I feel like you need to be aware of that. And I feel like that was brave in some way, because it's hard to do. I think what we usually do in that situation is we just start to drift off. Mm-hmm. And I think that that happens, especially in long-term relationships, right? It's like you start to feel unseen. You start to feel like you're, you know, being taken for granted. And so you just start to kind of like fade out yourself. And then you start to notice other people and you start to allow yourself to just notice other people. You know what I'm saying? So I think that it actually takes like a valiant effort to sit down and be like, this is what's going on inside of me. And if you don't make an effort with me to shift this around, then we're not going to be kind of growing in the same direction anymore. And I think that was a really powerful moment for us because Dan was like, okay, let's go to the retreat. Let's talk things through. Let's figure out what you need. And there was a lot of growing that happened, I felt, in that moment.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think it's all about checking in with the other person and the way, like, you, it's really fun if another person is experiencing pleasure, you want to be there for them and all of these things. So you can sort of check in, and it's about you, but it's about you guys together. And especially when you have kids. So that's really important. Just communication and being aware of what's going on with each other.
And also, I think, like, staying, I think one of the biggest things, we struggle with this a lot, but we have our moments where we're really good at it, is really acknowledging the other person for what they bring to the table. I think we're so quick to notice what the other person doesn't do because we're so ingrained in who we are and how we do things and everything we do, right? We're not focused on what we don't do. We're focused on everything we do. And then it's very easy to focus on what the other person didn't do.
And also making less assumptions about each other because you think you know the person so well, you predict what they're going to do and how they're going to fuck up and what they're going to do wrong.
Yeah.
And if you go without the assumptions, and then maybe it won't be quite how you expect and people surprise you.
Yeah. And people have different reactions.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that's something that's been very hard for us because we think we know each other so well. So like, so sometimes without even meaning to, we'll say something like, I have a surprise for you. Don't get fucking mad. I don't want to deal with you right now. But, and the person's like, you haven't even said what it is. You know what I mean? Like, why are you giving me a whole spiel about how I'm going to react to the thing you said? You haven't even said it. Say the thing first, you know what I'm saying? And so it's been, I think this movie has been a huge learning opportunity in that sense, because that was something we really wanted to tackle with the main characters. But it's something we struggle with that we're constantly trying to work on with ourselves, is like, how do we just take a step back and listen? Like, how do we take a step back and go, wow, everything you did do today was awesome. Thank you so much for doing it. And I know that you didn't do everything, but it's impossible to do everything. You did a couple of really important things.
I love that. I could be better at that too. Acknowledging. You get so caught up in what you're doing and you're working so hard and doing all these things. And it's good to take that moment. And I always say, be grateful, but don't just be grateful for like your connection in your life, but also be grateful for your partner and what they're doing for you, even if it is just a little thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think that can shift the energy and make you feel, you know, more comfortable and happy.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I love that.
You have a sweet laugh too.
Thank you. Thanks. That's all great advice. I appreciate that. Yeah. Has there ever been like, before you met, I mean, 12 years ago is a long time. Had you experienced all these different kinds of orgasms? Like, had you felt like you really knew your body? Or have you been like exploring that together at all?
Well, Dan's not going to like my answer. I had explored, I think, myself a lot. But I think that what's fun and interesting about doing it with Dan is that it's different because it's more intimate, because it's one person that you're growing with. And so what's cool about that is like Dan and I have probably been 100 versions of ourselves with each other. Right? Like the person I am today is not the person Dan married. Mm-hmm. I'm so much more empowered and so much more confident and so much more aware of what I want. And so is he. So much more confident than when I met him and so much more, specific about what he needs and so much more. But it's cool because we're getting to know ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I think like in my previous sexual life before Dan, it was like, you know, most things were probably like a year long tops, you know what I'm saying? And so, but there was also a lot of dating in between and casual dating. And so it's a very different dynamic than like the one where you're constantly re-exploring different versions of yourself with different versions of that other person. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really special.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a level of passion when you're with someone for so long that you can't deny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just makes everything more powerful, I feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. Let's get back to the movie a little bit.
Yeah.
So this came from like an experience of your life, but as you wrote it, right, Selena, and then you directed it. Mm-hmm. And were you, what's it called? The filmmaker too? Were you doing all of that?
Or? Well, I was like the director. We met at AFI. And so we've been doing this for a long time where we Selena's like the producer driving the ship. We do everything kind of together. Okay. Like the writing, Selena's predominantly writing the script, but we're outlining the whole story together. So we're really doing this from beginning to end together. And while we're shooting, Selena's in front of the camera, I'm behind the camera giving notes, which as a husband and wife team can be fun and have its own tension sometimes. Because this is the biggest movie we've ever made. We've been building towards doing something like this and getting it out in like 200 theaters our whole career. So we're so excited about this now. But there's also a lot of anxiety along the way doing the biggest thing you've ever done, you know?
Totally. It makes you like analyze your production level or your acting and you're like, oh, am I doing good?
Well, and you're both so self-conscious in different ways, right? Even though we both have a vision and we know what we want and we're on the same page about the movie we're trying to make, we're also both have self-consciousness about different things. And so, yeah, there's a lot of dynamics there.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of checking in at the end of the day and like making sure that
at the end of every take? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But we found a good balance. But it took some navigating because we all want to just make the best project we can. So everyone's
trying to do that. Yeah, everyone's have different opinions. Yeah, exactly. Especially even in a relationship.
For sure.
Yeah.
So it's another thing you have to like acknowledge like, okay, maybe what you see is not what I see. Let's like try to meet in the middle in a way, kind of.
And also even the acknowledgement part, right? It's like, it's interesting because on set, you have so little time. So it's not like you can have like a super thoughtful conversation.
And Selena likes to chat.
Well, not that I like to chat, but I do, for example, I believe sometimes that a 5-minute conversation can save us 15 minutes, right? Because if we're both get on the same page right now, then we can move a lot faster later.
Yeah.
That's kind of like one of the ways that I think. But sometimes Dan feels like he's more aware of the schedule and what he's trying to get done in the day. And so he feels like I'm miscalculating those 5 minutes. And so, I mean, it's just, you know, stuff we've got to navigate.
And so we walk the line of that and we make it work.
Yeah.
You made it work. You made a good product. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm sure that's kind of taught you. I mean, you've said since you've met at, was that college?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like our master's program.
Yeah. Okay, at the American Film Institute.
It sounds like you've done a lot of projects together, but this one was like the most intense, the most like growth, I'm sure too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Do you want to continue doing projects together? Like, do you feel
100%. Yeah.
We're very, very opposite in a lot of ways. Like right now, for example, with the whole marketing piece of this movie, it's like we've become like a marketing machine, which is insane because we're not in marketing at all. We're filmmakers, but we have realized what it takes to put an independent film in theaters, and going to 200 theaters nationwide, which is also enormous for a movie our size, is just like we have to step so outside of our usual roles. And it's just been so incredible to see how much we've been able to accomplish because we're so different. So it's like, Dan, for example, had a vision for how this whole marketing thing was going to go. This is a funny story. So for Dan's birthday, I let him hang out by himself for 3 days because he really liked space and time alone. And me and my kids are a lot. You know what he said to me on the plane back? So, because I let him hang out by himself, but I went and met up with some friends. We took the plane back. And on the plane back, he goes, you really talk so much. I was like, you're not allowed to say that after your 3-day vacay that I just gave you. Anyway, it's fine. I'll never forget. Anyway, long story short, though, during those 3 days, he literally came up with an entire marketing plan of what we were going to do with our movie and how we were going to raise money and that we were going to partner with brands and how we were going to eventize and how we were going
because to. Because you kind of have to do all of that these days because the movie business is kind of fucked up right now.
So anyway, he came up with all these ideas, and at first it was like, oh my god, this is so overwhelming. We just spent so much time and energy trying to finish this movie. Like, are you basically saying we need to like gear back up again, raise money again, like figure out a plan again? And he was like, yeah. And but the thing is that once he gets me on board, which he usually does, because I feel like his plans are actually really good, then I'm a really efficient,
She's like a general. She's like a military general.
I basically like start the engine. So like once I'm like, all right, yes, this is happening. And then all of a sudden, next thing he knows, I'm like, I've already sent 1,000 emails. I'm like, oh, I have a book I wrote. Anyway, I've already sent like 1,000 emails and I've already gotten a couple of partnerships. I'm getting some phone calls and he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like slow down. Like we just started talking about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I can't help myself. And I think it kind of is a really
It's kind of because she's the train.
Well, I wrote this book. I mean, yeah, I should. Look, I got a quote from Mel Robbins. It says, this book will ignite the fire within you. Isn't that cool?
Awesome.
Yeah. This actually just went up on Amazon today.
Good for you.
I could cry. But thank you. But the whole point of the book and everything that's in here is this kind of mindset that I truly think you need to have, especially in creative spaces, because you need to kind of be the movement that gets other people excited to jump on board your train.
Totally.
Like, I don't think you can wait for the train because the train's not coming. Like, you are the train and people can jump on to what you're doing. And I think that that's the only way to kind of like break through the barriers that, exist in having this creative life, because it's just really hard. And so, yeah, but it's, we're a really good team.
Yeah.
And so we just have to remind ourselves of that.
Yeah. Sometimes there's moments where we're reminding yourself of the beauty you're creating in the life. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Congrats on the book. I've been writing a book for a long time and it's a lot of work. So
it's a lot of work. I had to wake up from 4 to 6 in the morning every day, because I have 2 small kids and I'm doing this stuff with the movie, and there was just no other time
to write.
So I am really, really proud of myself for having done it. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I love that. It's true. Like, I'm a creative, my partner's a creative too. And if you don't start that train and get that momentum going and get other people on board, then you're never going to be successful.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, for you.
Oh my God. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course.
Love that.
Yeah. And I have a really good chapter on cold emails that has changed my life.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Love that. Awesome. And it's so pretty, bright green.
Fun. Thank you.
So you guys are, you also, what I loved about the movie, well, it's cool that you're obviously, you've acted in a bunch of other things, but I loved how you also, like, I don't know, something about that Mexican heritage that you kind of like pride yourself in throughout even some of your interviews and things like that. Was that a big part of making the film? Like, was that a big component that you wanted to?
Well, we got married in Puerto Vallarta and Selena's from Guadalajara. So.
Yeah, I'm from there. And I think one of the things that's been hard for me in my industry is that I am Mexican American, but obviously I don't look Mexican American and I don't have a Mexican accent. So it's like, it's almost like I'm not allowed to play Mexican American, which is bizarre because that's what I actually am. And that's where I grew up. And my dad is Mexican. But I also think that being Latina looks a lot of different ways. Just like being anything, I just think we're like such a mixed culture of people these days. And I think that like there's this weird almost like we think it looks one way, and if it doesn't look that way, then it doesn't fit the box, but that doesn't make sense either. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so a lot of what we've been doing with the stories we're writing is incorporating that into the story, because we kind of just want to break that narrative that it has to look that way. And I do get a lot of, you know, in the movie, it happens a lot that people are like, what? Why do you speak? What? You're Mexican? What? And that just happens to me every day. So it's like, so we were like, well, we should put that in there.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, by the way. So our leading man, this is a very diverse movie. Our leading man is Indian American and a lot of people think he's Mexican. And then
I found that so interesting.
Yeah.
I liked that. Yeah, I liked how that was incorporated, but I was like, dang, I think he looks definitely Indian American.
Apparently people think he looks Mexican. So it's interesting. And then the other woman who's played by Sydney Park, who's amazing, she's Black and Korean, but people think she's Hawaiian all the time. And right. So that's that. So these were all kind of like true things that we all shared with each other. We were like, we should put that in because I feel like the world is like this little mixed bag. And we should just kind of show that it can look different than we think, you know?
And like you were saying before about like not making assumptions in your relationship, that's also a tool in life is like, yeah. Don't assume.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I love that. I love that message. That's yeah. awesome.
Thank you.
Are there any things that you're super proud of with the film? Like,
I'm proud of everything.
Everything.
I'm proud of the whole journey. It's the first film that I don't sweat while I'm watching in the back because of like having a panic attack because of this one scene. I feel good about all the scenes. I feel really good.
So. I'm the most proud. I actually cried the other day of happiness. we were just on a panel. I might cry again right now.
That's okay.
Cheers. We were just on a panel at Sundance. Talking about the revolution of theatrical distribution.
Yeah. This is probably it. This is the one.
And we've basically partnered with this company, these people who are building a new platform that's going to help independent filmmakers get directly in touch with exhibitors. And we're the alpha test for the entire platform. But the reason why I'm so proud of that is twofold. One, Dan actually sent a cold LinkedIn email to the guy who started this whole platform, who was the ex-president of the National Association of Theater Owners. And it takes a lot of balls to do that, but it also takes a lot to be aware of how other people are innovating and what people are doing. And
but I feel especially like, when a release like we're getting today is not an option for independent filmmakers. It's not an option.
Movies our size would go to LA and New York for 1 week and they would have to be four-walled, which means we would have to pay for those theaters. And then, that is the and size then that of a week, release.
If not, movie. Like 2 weeks later, it's on Amazon.
So, and that's really kind of the only option. You don't really get an option to be in theaters if you're not paying for it. You don't really get an option to be in more than one or two cities. So the fact that we're going to 200 cities nationwide and we're not paying to be at the theaters and we're splitting.
We're collaborating directly with the exhibitors. And that was like the option before us, but we decided we weren't going to take it. So I think also standing up for like, we believe in this.
But that was also Dan. So I'm going to give Dan some credit. Then I'm going to give myself some credit. So first I'm going to give Dan credit because he sent that cold message on LinkedIn and it was so smart because he was so in tune of what other people were doing. And he was just being curious and thoughtful and checking in because he's like, something better has got to exist than what's currently happening. So that was number one. Then the number two thing that I thought was very impressive about Dan was we were about to sign something that didn't sound so good. And Dan woke up in the middle of the night and he was like, we can't do it. We have to back out. Something better is waiting for us. And that was a very scary moment because I remember thinking, but what if there's not? But he was so sure that I was like, okay, we'll go with your gut on this one. No. And then the part where I'm really, really proud of myself is that we kept following up with these people who are, by the way, some of the most incredible people I've ever worked with. They've been the most supportive. They've been the most thoughtful. They've been like our biggest cheerleaders in trying to get this movie out. I didn't even know you could work with people who care as much as you care. Mm-hmm. But that all happened because I followed up relentlessly
for like 8 months. Yeah.
And I wasn't rude and I didn't overstep. I just kind of checked in every like 2 weeks or every month until we like had a lunch with them. And I basically pitched them this idea of them having us put this movie up before they were really ready to do this because they were thinking they were going to be raising the money and then starting with all the movies. And I was kind of like, you guys should be the train and just use our movie as the alpha test and get information on how you build the platform. Mm. And that was also really bold.
Very bold. And, very, very bold.
And it's been a dream. It's been an actual dream.
It's been a dream come true, for sure.
Oh, so sweet. Yeah, that's really awesome. So it's kind of like an indie, independent film, and it's like small budget and everything. So what you're saying is, for people that don't know, and I don't really understand this fully, but what you're saying is, like, most of the time you wouldn't get to go across to all these U.S. nationwide theaters, but because you partnered with this, because you were bold and partnered with this, you are now going to be released, like the movie's going to be in 200 plus.
Yes. We're going to be in Alaska. We're going to be in Guam.
From Alaska to Guam.
We're going to be Puerto Rico. We're going to be in...
But if you think about it, like, you know, there used to be these independent comedies that were really fun that came out, and they would start maybe in the coast and then they would come to all the cities. Mm-hmm. But since COVID and then the strikes and beyond, there's been less of a diversity of like independent films that have been able to come out, because it's been so dominated by people watching streaming at home in theaters is mostly just like Marvel movies. So I don't
most movies you see in theaters are like, you know, $20 to $100 million.
Right. Are you going to be able, like, making money off of these movies? Like, is that...
That's the plan.
That's okay, the game plan. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah. And we have a promotion on Fandango that's buy two tickets, get one free. Okay. Bring your third.
Yes, come on, sweets. Yeah, that's awesome. Good for you guys. Congrats.
Thank you. That's really cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
And sorry, another fun thing just for everyone who's listening, because it's actually really fun. We are giving away trips to Mexico.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if you follow us at Yumi and Her Movie, and you go to the giveaway post and you like it and tag two people you would go watch the movie with in theaters, you are automatically entered. We're giving three trips away to Mexico. Each trip is for a couple, and it includes the flight and the hotel. And we've partnered with the W in Punta Mita. We've partnered with the Manta Resorts. We've partnered with Casa Selva in Sayulita, and with Rivera Nayarit Tourism Board.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Good marketing. Well done. You got to give away some free stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's awesome. And Mexico's awesome. I noticed, I think you shot some of it, right? In Sayulita?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, near Sayulita and San Pancho. Yeah.
Awesome. Super fun. Do you guys go there on vacation often?
Yeah. So we go a lot to Puerto Vallarta, and now we've been going a lot to San Pancho.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. We love it so much. And like I said, we got married down there, and Selena's family lives down there. So we're there a lot.
It's cool that this is the kind of accumulation of your life in so many ways. But it's going to be, I'm sure when your kids get old enough to watch it,
I know.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Is there ever been any issues with, like, you know, because it is kind of this more liberal take on like exploration and relationships. Has there been an issue with that story structure at all in the States? I know we're...
Well, I think there's some, you know, there's some comments sometimes that, you know, in the trailer, or there's always going to be people who are closed-minded or who are conservative, or who this is just way beyond something they would want to experience, or this goes against their values, right? I mean, those people are always going to exist.
Yeah.
I think the idea of the movie maybe goes against people's values more than if they actually see it. Because I think the movie is like a conversation starter, you know, and it's about being honest with your partner and exploring what you really want or maybe need, you know?
That's true.
And so that's where I think... And I think that was almost a little by design. So people think it's something on the surface, but there's so much more there, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. I'm glad you said that, because there was so much more to it. Because when you think of it, it's like you, me, and her. You're like, oh, this is a threesome story. Yeah. It's like, well, it's actually not really.
Well, it is, but it isn't.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. After you watched the movie, this is a multiple choice question.
Okay.
Did you feel like A, having sex with your partner, B, going on a trip to Mexico, C, joining an ethical non-monogamy app, maybe Simmer, or did you feel like smoking some weed? Or was that
That was it.
What did you feel like doing?
You know what? I think mine was going to Mexico.
Yes!
We had just had sex earlier that day. This was a late night. I didn't get super horny from it, but the weed was, I was dreaming of weed. I've given up weed recently, but I had a little taste over the weekend. It was like a cheat weekend. But there was some delicious weed moments in it too. Yeah. That's a fun question.
I love that. Thank you.
Of course. Well, as we're kind of wrapping up, I do love to ask my guests that last time they had that sweet release, if you're comfortable sharing that delicious moment.
Yours was probably
like this morning. I don't know. But, yeah.
I think probably mine was also like yesterday in the shower.
We've been really
busy. I'm on my period too. Yeah, that's probably too much information, but that's okay. I'm sure nothing's too much information, right?
I'm waiting. So yeah, I'm waiting patiently
for my period to be over. Yeah.
So you're not one to like
have sex during my period?
Yeah. No, you know what? I feel so awful during it. Oh, like bummer. I'm so like a crampy and in pain. Ugh. And so it like actually makes me like, ugh, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But usually by the end of it, I'm fine again. But by the beginning, I'm like in really bad shape.
It's so interesting how everyone's so different. I feel like I get hornier on my period.
Interesting.
And like I feel like tighter too. So weird. He feels like better inside me.
Interesting.
Like, I don't know. Well, he always says, you feel really tight today. I'm like, oh, it's because I'm on my period.
Interesting. Okay. Well, unfortunately for me.
So you had a shower solo moment. Is that what you were saying?
Yes. Nice. Yes.
And you too?
Pretty much. Shower solo moment.
Those are the best, the shower solo moments. I did that all through college because I lived in a sorority house and I was on a dorm floor. So it was like the only private time I had with myself. But yeah, it's also a good reminder, like even when you're in a relationship to harness that solo pleasure moments.
Yeah.
So thanks for bringing that to my listeners too.
Yeah.
Well, please let my sweets know where they can find the movie, where they can find you, and anything else you're willing to share before we let you go.
Yeah. So you can find me at Selina Ringel on Instagram, SelinaRingel. And you can follow the movie at Yumi and Her Movie on Instagram, which is where we have our trip giveaway. And we're also going to have all the information on where we're playing. And
if you go to ymhmovie.com, sorry to interrupt you.
I'll go for it.
But ymhmovie.com, you can find specific show times and tickets on the site right there. And you can follow me at DL Daggerman.
Yeah. And we're super excited to see you guys in theaters. This is a really big deal for us. So we think it's a really good movie, but it's also kind of like the beginning of what is possible for independent films. So if you believe in artists and you believe in independent films, show up because your support opens up the door for everyone else.
And if you want to learn more about the platform that we're working with, it's called Attend, and it's being created by the Fithian Group. Yeah. And we are so excited to be part of it. This could really be a game changer for independent films. So if you like films like ours, please come out. Or if you just want to see different films in theaters, different films.
Also, we have surprise giveaways in different cities. Who likes free shit? Me. So think about that too. No. Thank you so much.
I love that. Yay. Well, thanks so much for being here, guys. I appreciate you being vulnerable too and sharing some of your wisdom with us and your creative work and your book too, Be the Train.
Yes. Out on Amazon today. You can buy it right now if you want to.
Love that. Well, sweets, don't forget to be sweet to yourself and welcome those sweet releases and just be here. And as always, be yourself. Thanks again, Selina and Dan.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This was great.
Yay.